Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi Erevin daf Yudalid, and we are starting on Taf Yudalim and Aleph. We have the second paragraph of Maseches Erevin. Erevin has ten prakim, and now we're up to the parak Osen Pasen. That's the second parak, and the Mishnah starts off with Osen Pasen Libiro. So we have different types of mechitzas. We've been talking about all different types of mechitzas in this Masechta. We're talking about horizontal mechitzas and vertical mechitzas and a little of both, and Suras HaPesach, which is a symbolic type of doorway, which is also a type of mechitza. And now we get to a new type of mechitza, which we haven't had yet, and that is Pasin Libiraos. Osin Pasin, was allowed to make Pasin. Pas is a board. Libiraos for a beer is from like word bor. From the for bor, for large ditches or pits in the middle of the street, which had water. What are we talking about here? As we'll see in the Gemara, it was, according to most, it was originally for the Ole Regalim. Everybody would be Ole Regal and traveling, and they couldn't have enough water to bring. Their water bottles finished by the time it takes 2 weeks to get there. So they used to fill up, and again, for their animals. How do you get water for your animals as you're going to Yerushalayim, right? The halacha is that you also, not only animals that you're going to use, but your karbanos. Right? The halacha is that you bring the karban live until the Beis HaMikdash. It has to be shechted in the Beis HaMikdash. So what do you do? What's the issue? The issue is that these pits full of water have the halakha status of Rosh HaYachid, because they're 10 tvachim deep and 4 tvachim wide. So they're Rosh HaYachid. And then you want to give your animals, going to walk over, and you're going to give, it's your animal directly, your animal probably can't reach down so much, you're going to take a pail and bring the water out from the pit, which is Rosh HaYachid, to the outside the pit, which is at best a karmelist, at worst Rosh HaRabim. Right, so how do you deal with that? How do you deal with getting water for your animals or even for yourself? So Chazal said that we will allow another type of inferior mechitzas. It has to be a type of mechitza that you can get your animal inside. Right, so and as we'll see, to get, let's say, it's kind of like the elevators. You know, people are trying to get in while the other people are trying to get out, and you say let them out first, but nobody waits. Right, so you have to go in at the same time. So as we'll see, it's you have to have enough space for the animals to get in and get out at the same time. So what do you do? So Chazal said one could create diyumdin. Diyumdin are double boards. Double boards meaning you got the corners around the four corners of the pit. You make a symbolic, you have boards are at a right angle at all four corners. So you have kind of like Shtayim Shehein Arba with the Zrikas Hadam. You have on each corner, you have a board that shoots out on either side. And those are the symbolic, you've enclosed the area now to make it into a rishus that the animals would be able to take from. So again, with all of that, back to the Mishnah. Osin pasen libiros arba diyumdin. Nira kishmona div Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, as I just explained, you put four on each, one on each of the corners, four diyumdin double boards. Nira kishmona looks like eight because, you know, each one is a doubles too. Look at the carbon eda on top. Osin pasen libiros sheb birushos harabim ubiros atzman rishos hayachidim. Right, the biros themselves, the pits are rishos hayachid sha'amukim masara ve'ein yachol lamalos behem. But they're rishos hayachid, and you can't fill from them. Osin pasen elu lahachin lahem hekif to prepare for them a surrounding area. Shia pasen halalu osin l'svivos habar rishos hayachid. So these pasen make around the pit into a Rosh HaYachid. So now it's good. You're taking water from Rosh HaYachid to Rosh HaYachid. Via Male, via Yotzi, via Niachsham, via Tekanes Behemto, via Shkena. Right? So you take it out in the pail, you leave it there in that area. You can't take it out of that area, but you leave it in the area which you have now created to become a Rosh HaYachid, and you go from Rosh HaYachid to Rosh HaYachid, and then your animals are able to enjoy. That is Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir Omer, no. Rabbi Meir says, that's not enough. The four, one in each quarter, you need Shmona. You need eight. Nirid kishnemasar. Eight, meaning besides the four corners, you need a straight one in the middle of each side. So you have four doubles and four singles, we might say. So there's eight, but four of them are doubles. So all of a sudden it looks like 12. So that's Rabbi Meir, Omer Shmona, Nirid kishnemasar. Arba diyumdin, four doubles, varba pshutin, and four straight. That is Rabbi Meir Shita. Govon asar tvachim, v'rachman shisha. Each one of them is four tefachim high, right? Because that's the minimum height of a mechitza. V'rach b'chisha, and the width of each one is six tefachim. The avyan, which is an amma, the avyan kalshu, and thickness, there's no minimum. Even a very thin board is going to be good enough. Ubeinayan, and what are you allowed to have in between them? Ubeinayan, kimale shte ravakos shal shalosh shalosh bakar divrei Rebbe Meir. Enough that two teams of bakar, of cattle, could go in with three animals in each one. So you have three animals going in and three animals going out. So that, as we'll see, is going to be 10 amos. 10 amos, Rebbe Meir is going to know divrei Rebbe Meir. Meir says you could have 10 amos in between these structures, these diumdin, and in that way, you'd be able to feed and give water to one's animals. Rebbe Yehuda Omer shel arba arba, even more mako. You could have four on each team, meaning eight animals, four going in, four going out. And again, going in, going out, as we'll see, that needs wider than everybody going in the same direction. Right? If all the animals go in the same direction, they could squeeze a little bit easier. If you're going in opposite directions, it's harder. You need a little more space. That's about, I think, 13 plus amos. Kishuros velo mutaros, but they have to be the size that's needed when they're tied together, right? Which is a little less space. Kishuros velo mutaros, achas nechneses v'achas yotza. One going in and one going out. Okay, that is the Mishnah, which is the basis for the Pase Biros. We're assuming all this bakar, we're talking about the bakar, it's the same bakar that's tied onto your plow or whatever it is. We're not talking about different types of animals, because that would be an Isser of Kilai Behema. Right? It has to be bakar, right? We're not getting into, the Mishnah doesn't get into that, but obviously, animals tied on a wagon together, one has to make sure, be careful about Kilai Behema. Remember the Machlokas Rishonim, the Isser Da'oraisa of Kilai Behema, right? The Torah says, Lo Sacharosh Beshor V'Achamor Yachtov. Don't do the Shor and the Chamor. So those are two examples. A Shor is a kosher animal. A Chamor is a non-kosher animal. So is that Padafka? Right? The Torah just giving examples. Or what if you have two kosher animals, but they're different animals? Right? Is that, I don't know, what if you have a cow and a deer, right? Tied on the wagon with each other. What if you have a horse and a camel, right, tied on with each other? Is that also Aser D'Oraisa? That's a Machlokas Rishonim. That's for sure Aser D'Rabbanan. Sure Aser D'Rabbanan. Whether it's Aser D'Oraisa, that's a Machlokas Rambam and other Rishonim. The Rambam says Aser D'Oraisa is only kosher and not kosher. One kosher, one not kosher. If you have two different types of kosher or not two types of not kosher, that's an Aser D'Rabbanan. Aser D'Rabbanan. And it's learned that from the Pasuk. Lo Shachos Shor V'Chamor Yachta. That's the Rambam and Hilchos Kelayim. In the 10th parak of Hilchos Kelayim, towards the end, kol ose malacha b'shnei mine behema ochaya ke'echad v'ya echad mehen min tahora v'asheni min tameya hari zeloke b'chol makom. So that's an Isser D'Oraisa. Shnei amar lo sachorish b'shor v'chamor yachtov echad achorish v'echad zoreya o amoshech ben agala, whether you're plowing or seeding or just pulling them on a wagon, o even ke'echad v'afilu Mashkan ke'echad, ohin higan ke'echad, or even if the Mishnah in Shabbos talks about this, you just lead them together. You put both strings in your hands. You're leading a kosher and a non-kosher. Afilu bekal loke. That's the Rambam. Even if you lead them, not by pulling them, but by vocalizing and calling to them, and they both come, that could also be an Isser D'Oraisa. But then the Rambam says in the next halacha, ve'echad shor v'chamar ve'echad kol shnei minim she'echad tame ve'echad tar. Bein behema im behema, kichazir im hakeves, whether it's two tame animals, like a pig with a sheep, o chayim chaya, kiyachmor im hapil, two types of chayas, an elephant with a yachmor, I'm not sure what a yachmor is, o chayim behema, kikelav im ha'ez, right? You can have a dog with a goat, right? That's kosher and not kosher, that's the rule. O tzvi im hachazir, al kol elu lokim en atora shachaya b'chal behema hi kemosha bi'arnu. Aval mi divrei sofrim, midrabanan kol shnei minim. Shein kelayim baharba'a, asurim lachrosh bohen ke'echad. But midrabanan, any two animals that you're not allowed to cross breed, you're also not allowed to cross work. Right? And that applies to even within kosher. Right? Within kosher, you could have animals that are kelayim with each other. And that is, the Ramashita. The Radvaz here talks about that other Rishonim argue. That no, it could be even too kosher, too not kosher, it would also be Isser D'Oraisa if they are considered different. One might put the Baal HaTurim along with the Rambam. The Baal HaTurim notes in Dvarim, in Kiseitze, where this, where the Pasuk comes up, Chav Beis Yud, Osachosh B'Shor V'Chamor Yachta, the Baal HaTurim has a comment there, which is a big sugya in Shas, but there's never a source quoted, right? We know the Isser of Tsar Baal HaChayim. Sabah the Chayim, torturing an animal, and that is Daraisa, the Gemara calls that. At least, Machlokas. Sabah the Chayim, Daraisa, Lav Daraisa. But if it's Daraisa, what's the source for Sabah the Chayim? Where does it say in the Torah that you're not allowed to torture an animal? So many different suggestions given. You might say it's Ratzon Hashem, right? That's the ultimate. It's obvious, based on everything else that you know about the Torah. You know, you don't even need a source. Rav Asher Weiss likes to quote this as an example of Ratzon Hashem. The Torah tells you, right, you have to kill it in the least painful way, and, right, Ratzon Hashem. But there are many suggestions given by the Mefarshim. V'yalach t'bidrachav, right, be like Hashem. Hashem is compassionate of Racham alokal masav, in Ashrei. The Rambam says, but a donkey by Bilam, why are you hitting me? Right, why are you hitting me these three times? But the Balaturim, get one of the Rishonim, the Tur quotes, it's this pasuk. You can't plow, Shor and Chamar together. But he says, what's the reason? Because one of the animals is chewing its cud, and one of them is not. So the camel, who's not, right, or whatever other animal is, animal does not have split, a camel does not have split hooves, but it does chew its cud. But if you have one that does not chew its cud, a pig, I don't know. But, let's say you have an animal that doesn't chew its cud, and an animal that's chewing its cud. So the animal that doesn't chew its cud, while it's working, is gonna turn its head and look at the animal that's chewing its cud, and he'll think, oh, he's getting lunch now? I didn't know there's lunch now, I didn't get lunch. And he's gonna be in pain, because he can see the other animal eating. And therefore that's gonna be Sarbal Lechayim. That's what the Baal HaTurim says right here. Lafisha Hashor Malagera Vachamar Eino Malagera. Ukshayira Hashor Malagera Yias Savur Shehu Ochel Umitztaer. Wow. Vizeo Al Tachosh Al Reach Ra Shegorim Lachamor Shechorish Al Ra'ato Ra. So that's the, that fits into the Rambam. That one's kosher, one's not kosher. If they're both chewing their cud, even if they're different, then maybe that, the Svar wouldn't apply. But that's the Rambam and the, There's many others. This unbelievable Gemara in Maseches Makkos, which the Rambam quotes, if somebody plows with a sharp Suli HaMukdashim, somebody plows with one ox, but it's half hektish, half chulin. It's Suli HaMukdashim, right? It was a carbon that was pusil. It could be that you violate Kilai Behema by plowing with an animal because it's chatzi chatzi. It's half hektish, half not. Okay, but not getting into that right now. We continue. Says the Gemara, Osin Pasan Libi Rose. So again, we're talking about here where a person is a frum Jew and following the halacha, and he tied his oxen together, kshuros, and he did not violate the Isra of Kilai Behema. Osin Pasan Libi Rose, v'chulu. Lefi, says the Gemara. The Gemara is bothered. Why do you have to have these unusual types of double boards? The Pasi Biros. Right? Why can't you just have basically single ones on the corners? So the Gemara says, because there's a big kula that we're allowing you to have here. Lafi, Shahpar, Rabba La Omed. Usually we say if you have more open space than what's standing, that ruins it. We've said that a number of times in the first parak. So Lafi, Shahpar, Rabba La Omed, since the open space is more than the Omed, who osed yumdin, that's why we make you make the double posts. Avalob shute, but not just shute, not just straight flat ones, because that wouldn't be good enough. That wouldn't be enough of a mechitza. Afu mochiach alatzmo misham holachas habeir. And also, the case proves itself and reflects on itself, because when is all this allowed? Only if there's a bar in the middle with water. You can't just do this to create a, you know, nice rishus for you to sit in on Shabbos. This is only allowed for the biros, osen pasen libiros, for the wells in the middle. Rebbe Zeira, Rebbe Shem, Rebbe Lazar, hi giyucha sof tchumei Shabbos. You see, I mean literally, it has reached you the issue of tchum Shabbos at heichanhein, right? The issue of setting up borders and structures and mechitzas for Shabbos, you see how serious this is. Shim asakein bimakom acher, right? If you did this in another place, meaning let's say you didn't have the bear, like we just said, v'chazar v'zarak, and we'll go with the carbon eita changes the girsa here. V'chazar v'zarak towards the bottom of the page. May rishus harabim l'tocho. Let's say you set a pasi biros in the middle of the street, right? Not where there's a well, right? You set up in the middle of the street, and then you threw from the street into that area. So on a Torah level, that's an enclosed area. The Chazar Vizar, Mirshus Ram Lutocho, Chayiv. You're going to be Chayiv. Right? This is, the carbonate that changes the girsa to fit into what it says in the Bavli. You're still going to be Chayiv in that case. What's the Chiddush? The Chiddush is that once you set this up on a Torah level, on a Daraisa level, even if the Rabbim walk through these Mechitzas, Asi Rabbim Umvatli Mechitzta, it's not going to ruin it on a Daraisa level. And if you throw, something from, or you carry something from the Rosh Hashanah to this area, it is going to be an Issa Daraisa. But still, even though this is true, the Gemara is saying, Chazal did not allow you to do this. Didn't allow you to do this except for the Biros, because it is inferior type of Mechitzas, but it is Mechitzas, and it does enclose the area to make it into Rosh Hashanah Yachid, right? You have these borders of the boards that are 6 tfachim long and 10 tfachim high, and so they are symbolic Mechitzas, right? And therefore, it would be Rosh Hashanah Yachid, even though it is inferior, but Chazal said you can't do this except in limited cases. What type of limited cases are you allowed to do it? We'll see soon. Amar Rabbi Yosa. Rabbi Yosa continues. Lafisha b'chal makom omid b'rabba laparetz. As we just said, it's going to repeat. Even because we usually say that the omid, what's standing around, has to be more than the open areas. V'kan hekelta alav shi'aparetz rabba la omid. And here we're mekel. Here we're mekel to allow parts b'rabba la omid. Hechmarat alav b'davar acher. So that's why we're machmir on in a different area. Usually, we've mentioned 4 tvachim is the minimum significant shear, right? For a rishus, the first that remember the hakdama shear. What's the minimum rishus? Rishus ayachid 4 by 4. 4 tvachim is the minimum rishus. So really, a board 4 tvachim long should be a significant amount. And here you require it has to be a minimum of 6 because we have to balance it because we have a big kula of allowing parrots meruba la omeid, so that is why we have a chumra to require the 6 tvachim. Right, everything whenever you have a kula, it usually leads to a chumra. Right, sometimes there's what the Gemara calls kula to asi lidei chumra. Therefore, one has to be very careful with kulas because it leads to chumras. Therefore, we try to balance. We try to balance out our chumras and our kulas to be able to stay in the middle. If you have a leaning one direction, right, you have the other, right? The poskim say, I think the Aruch HaShulchan notes this, in the beginning of Yeredeya, in Kuf Sadivav, right? That's the simon in of Harchakos. The given simon of Harchakos in Hilchos Nida. So we know, not simon Kuf Sadivav, Kuf Sadi Hei. Kuf Sadi Hei, Chayav Adam Lifrash Mi'ishtu Mi'itumas, so we have all the different halachas of Harchakos, and we know there are even stronger Harchakos between a husband and a wife, Bishas Nida, than anyone else in the world. Right, for example, Hoshata, right? The Shulchan Aruch quotes the Tshuva of Rashi, that Tosfos quotes, and that is even Hoshata, even passing something from a husband to a wife during Zman Nida is Aser, even without touching, right? Just passing something, even though passing between two strangers, a man and a woman, without touching is Mutter, right? There's no Isser Darai, there's no Isser Darabanan. One is allowed to pass, right? Why is it more Chamor, for husband and a wife? They're husband and wife. So, among other, halachas, sitting on a couch where one could detect the motion of the other one when one sits down. That's also usur between a husband and a wife, b'shas nida. It's not usur between a wife, between other men and a woman that aren't related. The answer is that I think the Aruch HaShulchan explains that the husband and wife have a huge kula, and that is they have a heter of yichud. Right? The Rambam's lashon is all arayas are not allowed to be misyachah with each other except for husband and wife. And a father and a daughter and a mother and a son. But, because of that big kula of Hilchas Yichud, where they're allowed to be asleep in the same room in private with the door locked, right? So then we have to balance that out with other chumras to be able to balance out the behavior so that it could be in the middle. So here to here too, because we have the chumra of, because we have the kula of parz b'rabba la omeid, that's why we have the chumra of requiring 6 tfachim and not just 4. Okay. Rav Yirmiya b'shem Rav. Lo hitira basi b'roz, ela l'oli regalim bilvad. The only ones that we allow to make this type of machitza is for oli regalim. That's it. Oli regalim, we won't allow anyone else, except those that are being oli regal. Meaning, what happens if you happen to live in the area on the way and people are passing by? So if the oli regalim build this, or you build it for them, but you happen to live nearby, you're allowed to use it? No. Only for oli regalim. And Rabbi Avin Armar, no, Bishas Oli Regalim. That can't be, right? Some of Farshim say. You can't have one area that for one person is called the Rosh Hashanah Yachid and one person is called the Rosh Hashanah Rabim. That wouldn't be acceptable. Say for Rabbi Avin says, it's at the time of Oli Regalim, but even if you're not one of the Oli Regalim, you can use it. But it's Bishas Oli Regalim. That's what the carbonator says on the bottom. Mutra Afilu Eino Ola Regal. Lafuki Bizmana Zehu Da Aser. But Rabbi Avin would say, Bishas Oli Regalim, but not nowadays. Not nowadays. Why? Because he says there's no Oli Regel today. Okay, let's keep that in mind. So either only the Oli Ragel or Bishas Oli Regalim, Rav Yirmiya, B'shem Rav Yishmuel, Bar Rav Yitzchak, Mipnei Oli Regalim, third of it, no, means because the Oli Regalim, that was the motivation, that's why Chazal allowed them to do it, but once that was the motivation and they allowed these types of mechitzas, then it's mutter for everybody, anytime. And therefore, even for non-Oli Regalim, meaning even Bizman Hazeh, it would be allowed. Three different shitas. Amar Reb Zeira, Amar Reb Ezra, Kumi Rebbe Mana, Mastisa Amar Kain, the Mishnah, or the Brisa, one of the, sounds like it, Osen Pasen Libiros, Bizman Hazeh. So, Machlokas in the Mefarshim here. Is this quoting a Brisa that has that explicitly? Could be. Mastisa maybe here means Brisa, and then you have a Brisa that says you can make Biros Bizman Hazeh, which is like the third opinion. Or maybe we're just interpreting the Mishnah. Our Mishnah says you're allowed to make Pasen Libiros, period. So it says that, so Biros is no limit for pits, so must be even Bizman Hazeh. So either it's a Raya from our Mishnah implicitly, or a Raya from a Brisa explicitly. Right? One of those two. Let's continue and then we'll talk a little bit about Ole Ragel. Vataninan. And also, we learned in the Mishnah later on, as we'll see, on Daf Samach Tes, Ahmed Aleph, all the way in the last parak of the Masechta, we will see this says the Patanina Mimalin on Yantif. There's a type of pulley system. We'll have a pulley system to get the water out. So Mimalin mi bar hagola bigalgal bishabis. One is allowed to take from the bar, from the pit, called the bar hagola. The bar for those who went into Galus. Mibar Hagadol begalgal b'Shabbos. Mibar Hagadol. You have to know the continuation. Mibar Hagadol says the Karban Eda has it. Va'umi be'er hakar b'yantif. Right on Shabbos, you're allowed to get from the Bar Hagadol, and from Yantif, you're allowed to take from here. What are these limitations about how much water you're allowed to take? Because we're nervous, the Gemara says there, that if you're allowed to take unlimited amounts of water from these pits on Shabbos and Yantif, then you might come to say, use them for watering. For watering, you have all these water, and what happens sometimes? We have some water level, like, what are we going to do with the water? You don't want to just spill it out. You go water your flowers outside with whatever water you have left. So if you have a lot of water, no limits, so we're nervous about Shema Yashke. Right, you might water. So therefore there are limits. But there are some, let's say the Bar Hagola is Mutter on Shabbos, and the Bar Hagodol and Bar Akar, these are specific Boros and Be'eros, they're Mutter on Yantif. So ask the Gemara, B'nei Mama Malin mi Be'er Akar, Be'galgal, Be'yantif. Why is that allowed? Why is that allowed on Yantif? Why did they allow this one? Right, if you have a limit of, you want to make sure that they are not doing too much. Ella, B'shah, Sha'alu, Yisrael Menagola, when Bnei Yisrael went up from the Galus, v'chanu al osa ha-be'er, and they encamped next to that be'er, v'hisnu imar and ha-neviyam shebeneyam. The neviyam amongst them said, shumamalim iverakar b'galgal b'yantif. Right, they said, this bear, you know, gave us water now, forevermore, this bear is mutter on yantif. Lo kala be'er was ha-keri tiru, el osa be'er shechanu al bilvad. That be'er, even though there was this gzera, that you're not allowed to take too much, because you might be Mashke, your water, your plants, but this one, they were matir. And once they were matir it, they mutter. Forever. Kemo da'at amar taman, mashahutar hutar. Just like over there, you say, what they matired is forever mutter, even though the reason might apply there, just like it applies elsewhere. V'ko mashahutar hutar, so to here, once they matir it for the ole regel, so to it's us mutter for everyone. Period. And that's what you see from that discussion of that Mishnah also, like the third shita here, mipnei Ole Regalim, not just at the time of the Ole Regalim, and not just for the Ole, not for the Ole Regalim. The Mitzvah of Lila Regal is not just to go there, but as we know, the Mishnah in Chagiga, on the first Mishnah in Chagiga, talks about the different karbanos that one has to bring. Ole Regal is interesting, based on the Pasuk, I think, in Mishpatim, the Kadosh Baruch Hu basically promises a miracle. Right, the Ramban in one place in Parshas Nos, the Ramban says there's only one halacha that relies on a miracle. There's only one in the whole world of halacha. There's only one area that relies on a miracle, and that's Isha Sota, right? The water. That relies on a miracle, right? If she's guilty, she'll get killed. If she's not guilty, she won't get killed. That's Somchin al Anes, but that's an exception to the rule. So you might say it's similar, but it's not as explicit. Not as explicit. You don't need the miracle. For Sota, you need the miracle to function. But by Aliyah Regel, the Torah says that go be Aliyah Regel, and don't worry about it. Hashem will protect your lands. When you can be Aliyah Regel, imagine, right, if the nations around us know that through all the Jews for this week of Sukkot or Pesach, they're leaving their neighborhood. The neighborhood's going to be barren. Nobody there. Desolate. Nobody's going to be there. That's dangerous. They're going to go in. They'll steal everything and take everything. Hashem promises. So promises. Remember, there's even a medrash. There's even a medrash that says one time there were a bunch of Jews that were getting ready to go, and then they go to be Aliyah Regel. And when they come back, they ask their non-Jewish neighbors, knew how was the week? They're like, well, you never went. What are you talking about? We just got back. We were there the whole week. They're like, no, you were here the whole week. You were going back and forth, in and out of the house. And they realize that Kadosh Baruch Hu sent Malachim in the shape, in the guise of the neighbors that always live there, so that the nations around them thought that they were still home, but they weren't home. But it was really a miracle. So the Medrash says, it's not that we're relying on a miracle, but but the Medrash says, so that's Aliyah Regel. Aliyah Regel. Right? The Nitziv points out in Mishpatim that it's the first time that Hashem is called an Adon, a master. Shalosh pamim bashana yeira kol zachorcha el pnei ha'adon Hashem. Go three times, bring all of your males to the Adon. Why is he called the Adon? Says the Hemek Dover. Lo nizkar kinoy ala kadosh baruch hu b'shem Adon zulas kan u'beparshas kisisa. Right, or Kisisa later on. You have to leave everything at home. It's hard to leave everything at home, especially that knowing that everybody else knows that you're leaving. You have to. Hashem's the Adon Haaretz. Don't worry about it. So you could go there, and also the later in Kisisa, also in Lamed Dalet Chaf Gimel. Also, Shalosh Pamim Hashani Yerakol Zochurcha El Spinei HaAdon Hashem Elokei Yisrael. That's a little more. Then it goes through each one. Why is he first called Adon? Then Adon Hashem Elokei Yisrael. Okay. We continue. Aliyah Regel is something that we can spend a lot of time on. Weiter. So, Rav Avdima de Chaifa, Hori b'Chaifa. Rav Avdima of Chaifa was paskin there. Rav Yirmiyah Hori b'Chalaf. Pasi Biros b'Zman Hazeh. They paskin Pasi Biros b'Zman Hazeh. There's a little discussion also. Is there a mitzvah of Aliyah Regel b'Zman Hazeh? Sounds like from this Gemara, no. Right? It sounds like, right? B'Shas Oli Regalim. And the next line is Mipnei Oli Regalim, which sounds like B'zman Hazeh when it's not Shas Oli Regalim. There are hints, to the idea. The Gemara at the beginning of Maseches Gittin in the Sugya bringing up, Edim and Befanenechtam. So the Gemara there in one line out of Dalet Amud Beis, the Gemara says, well, in Eretz Yisrael, since there are Oli Regalim, Mishkach Shchichi, that you know people know, and there's caravans coming back and forth. And that's talking about post-Chorban. Right, Oli Regalim, the Maariv Chayes there says, it sounds like from that Gemara, in the Bavli, Gittin Daf Dalet, that there's an idea of Oli Regel, even Bezman Hazeh. Even Bezman Hazeh, it sounds like there's an idea of Oli Regel. Okay, there is an idea of going to the Makom HaMikdash with your Dalet Minim on the Chumrah of some Achronim, but we'll get into that today. Havid Boy Meimar, so back to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah of Machlokas, if you remember, Meir Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, all you need are four Diyumdin, and your Meir says, you know, you need eight. You need the straight ones in between also. So Rabbi Meir, we thought to say, Rabbi Meir Yodel Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir really agrees to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir, who says you need the straight ones, he would agree to Rabbi Yehuda that as long as you could, you know, make the, he would allow also just the Yumdin, right? He just requires them to be longer. Rabbi Meir would say, as long as you extend the Yumdin even longer to have less space in between, he would allow it. Rabbi Yehuda lo Yodel Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda would not agree to Rabbi Meir. Meaning, Rabbi Yehuda would not allow to add pshutim, right? You have to have the diumdin. But then the Gemara says, but this doesn't seem to be true, because Rabbi Meir in the Mishnah sounds like you need the flat ones, you need the straight ones. Rabbi Meir Yodel Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir would agree. Rabbi Meir is le diumdin pshutim. V'yata mar hachin. Rabbi Meir says in the Mishnah that you need the double ones and the flat ones. Why would you think that he would allow you to get away with just the double ones? Mitoch shat osed diumdin. Because this is a Meir Svara. If you only have to make the corner ones, the diyumdin, the double ones, but no pshutin in the middle, afu savar lomar, a person might think, shema mechitza shavas kachu. You could always make mechitzas like this, even if there's no well there. Oh, you're allowed to make enclose an area just with the corners. So therefore, that would be a problem. And he would do this somewhere else, and he would be chayiv. Rav Chaim Gadievsky says, midarabanan. Again, midaraisa, it is an enclosed area. Like we said, if you throw something there. But therefore, because we don't want it to lead to problems, that's why Rameyer would say, not only do you have the corner ones, you need these flat boards in the middle, which then people would look at. You have flat boards, you have double. It must be a special tzarech. Must be a special tzarech for the pits. Right? If you just have these four corners, people might think, oh, this is a way to enclose the area anyway. So Rameyer assumes that if you have these extra straight boards, then people wouldn't make that mistake. Rav Acha b'shem Rav Chinna, lo dein modi ledein, velo dein modi ledein. As we just said, right, Meir and Rav Yehuda don't agree with each other. Right, Rav Yehuda says you require the diumdins, the double boards, and if you have too much space in the middle, right, meaning more than the allowance for the animals, the three sets of the animals are three, the animals are four, then you have to extend your diumdin. And Rav Meir says no, you have to have flat boards in the middle. Amar Rebbe Mana, Avagav de lo Amar Rebbe Yosa, Rebbe Hamilsa Amar Dechvasa. Rebbe Mana says, even though Rebbe Yosa, my Rebbe, didn't say this explicitly, but he said something similar. What is that? We'll have to wait to see what he says. Beth Hashem, next time we will pick this up. Also, interesting, just one more point. The Rambam doesn't quote these Pasi Biros. I'm sorry, the Rambam does quote it, but the Shulchan Aruch does not. So it sounds like the Shulchan Aruch maybe assumes it's only Bishas Oli Regalim. Right, if it doesn't apply Bizman Azeh, by not quoting it, the Rambam quotes it because the Rambam quotes, even Bishas Ole Regel, but the Shulchan Aruch does not. Okay, we'll stop here.